Next patient is James Moore. This is a consultation request by Dr. Shetty. Reason for consultation. Atrial fibrillation. Evaluation for electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation. History patient is a 69-year-old with a history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation for the last 7 to 8 years period. Recently, the patient is getting more frequent episodes of palpitation period. Patient is placed on amiodarone, and in spite of that, patient still has recurrence of atrial fibrillation, complaining of chest pain, shortness of breath, dizziness associated with the atrial fibrillation period. Refer to me for ablation for atrial fibrillation period. Past medical history, atrial fibrillation, hypertension, hypercholesterolemia, diabetes mellitus, acid reflux period, allergies, non-local allergies, current medications, amiodarone 200 mg daily, LASIX 20 mg daily, metformin 500 mg 2 times daily, gabapentin, losartan 100 mg daily, atorvastatin 20 mg daily, amlodipine 10 mg daily, pantoprazole, Eliquis, metoprolol period. Allergies, penicillin, lisinopril period. Family history, now history of premature coronary disease or cardiac dysrhythmia. Review system in general, denied any recent weight gain or weight loss, vision, hearing impairment, cardiovascular, aspirin history, pulmonary, now history of pneumonia, COPD, abdominal history, nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, estimated now history, arthritis, neurological, now history of seizures or TIA. On examination, blood pressure 126/77, pulse 70, respiration 16, HEND, no JVD, lungs clear, bilaterally, heart is regular rate and rhythm, no murmurs or gallop, abdomen soft, normal active, bowel sound estimated, no edema. Clinical impression number 1, atrial fibrillation, number 2, hypertension, number 3, hypercholesterolemia, number 4, diabetes mellitus, recommendation. Patient's atrial fibrillation and discussed symptomatic period, patient failed medical therapy. Period. Discuss with the patient regarding electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation for atrial fibrillation. Procedure is kind of benefit. Discuss with the patient. Possible risk include but not limited to bleeding, hematoma, infection, perforation of the heart. Period. Patient is also aware that success of the procedure is 70% to 80%. Sometimes need more than one procedure. Period. Please indicate period. Dr. Shailesh Shetty.